Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon. This is John Burroughs with Finance of America. Today's show is Your Financial Fitness, and our topic today will be Senior Moments. And we have as our special guest, our leading lady today is Julia Yule, a realtor with Realty One Group, who has some very interesting specialties and expertise within the real estate world. And she is also going to share with us a lot of other information relevant to that specialties, which has to do with seniors. 75% of our leading ladies' business is relating to senior citizens. And I'm, without further ado, going to introduce her. Julia, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, John. I'm honored to be here.
So you are in San Diego, California, and you are with Realty One Group. And real quickly here, if you wouldn't mind, share your particular expertise, because it's quite different than most of the realtors that we have and brokers in this industry.
Well, I think that one of the things that differentiates me, besides just having a designation called SRES, which is Senior Real Estate Specialist, is that I have worked for so long with seniors, and now there's designation and there's specialty groups popping up all around. It, I think, is even more important right now in light of COVID and what has happened, because people are looking at their family members, seeing how they can keep them at home longer. Many families don't want to move to assisted living or communities because of COVID, but there's pros and cons to both.
Absolutely, there are. And being in a situation, we spoke yesterday, I'll share with my our audience here today, we spoke yesterday, and so many of the things you're talking about hit home with me. So I'll share that 2 years ago, I ended up moving to the home of my, well, within actually 1 month from tomorrow, my father will be 98 years old and is living at home. And that is his choice to do so. So I moved there to be of special assistance to him. I have that luxury and mobility to do so. But everything you've just said hits home, because I know for a fact he doesn't want to be out and about with other persons or in an environment you've described. So as you have told me, you're 75% of your seniors are business. And now more than ever, apparently, people want to be able to age in place because of the COVID. What's important from your perspective when dealing with either clients or family members, too, right now, with regard to this pandemic, and particularly our seniors? What kind of advice do you have just in general?
So, in general, first and foremost, put your patient's hat on. Be very conscientious of the stories that are to be told, because everybody has a little bit of a different story, and it really depends on the health of a senior with regard to quote unquote what is next. So there are simple things you can do to help stay in your home, but if there's that conversation in regard to the financial piece, do we downsize, do we upsize, do we go to a community? That's going to depend. You know, staying in a home right now, it's easier to do than ever, but I'm still amazed at how there are very simple things that really all of us should be putting into place, not just seniors. You know, we talked about yesterday, grab bars of a new seatbelt. And if they're not already installed in your home, if you're 20, 30, 40, do it anyway, because one fall and life can change. When my mother moved to a community, that was the first time she saw balance bars. But most people actually right now don't put them in unless they've had a fall. And when someone breaks their hip, a senior breaks their hip, usually life changes drastically. So I just say,
oh yes,
you know, put those grab bars in beforehand, and it's very, very helpful. Declutter. Declutter every day until you are dead. First of all, it makes you more conscientious of what's going on, what's around. Use technology just to make your life better. If somebody's got a bad hip, can they use a chair that can lift them up? A ring bell, a new doorbell, it can help quite a bit, and it can be managed by the person of the house or a family member. Always bring a friend or advocate to, you know, the doctor's appointments. An extra pair of eyes, ears are great. Take notes. I have gone to many doctor's appointments with my people, and I will tell you, they don't put everything in the notes. Doctors are really good at getting online and looking at the, you know, great walking stick that's on sale. Well, that's a great piece of information, but if it's not written down somewhere, then most people are going to forget about it.
Interesting here. I have a question here. I have an acronym here, and I want you to dig into this, drill down deeper.
Sure.
I know you've given us some great tips of what people can do to age well in place, and these are all coming out of studies done by NAIPC, which is National Aging in Place Council. And yep. The statistics that come from there, do you give us a little bit more info? Because up until yesterday, today, I had never heard of this organization. So what's that all about?
Sure. So I'm actually the vice president of the San Diego NAIPC chapter. It is a non-for-profit senior support network. And so definition of senior right now is 50 plus. Now, I take a little bit of umbrage at that. As I get older, my version gets a little older, but it is 50 plus. So it's really an education-based organization, and NAIPC was founded just on the belief that an overwhelming majority of older Americans, they want to remain in their home for as long as possible, but they lack awareness of home and community-based services that make independent living possible at all levels. And we're very fortunate here in San Diego because we actually have so many services that are available. So we just say that, you know, people that belong there, they're experts in home health care, financial services, elder law, design, home remodeling. When we do a case study at NAIPC in our meetings, we cover five pillars. So the five pillars are housing, financial, medical, transportation, community, and social. And I'm going to say them again because it's really important right now for, again, everyone to look at all five pillars. So housing, what does that look like in the next 5 to 10 years? What's the financial situation? Medical. So medical is changing as we speak. There are many more programs that allow for doctors to come to the home. And for so many reasons, that's advantageous right now. Transportation. In San Diego, transportation is big because we're not a city built on public transportation at all. And many seniors don't have smartphones or are not used to using them. So Uber and Lyft are not part of their vernacular and what they feel comfortable with. But there are organizations like Jewish Family Services that offer transportation, others as well. And then finally, community and social. We have dozens of organizations in San Diego that will help our seniors, but each one does it a little bit differently. And so you have to do a little bit of research for where a person lives per se and what can the help be? Like, some of the Rotary clubs offer light maintenance, changing light bulbs, things where people don't have to get up and down on ladders. But if someone has severe arthritis, that's a biggie.
Well, I know for a fact, having the experience of the last few years, of how important it was and what a lifesaver it was for my own father, just what we take for granted in day-to-day activities, like your example of just changing a light bulb or putting batteries in the smoke detector, or, you know, just decluttering, getting things moved around, and so that you don't have to navigate in the home and worry about issues that could cause a trip or a fall. And I think, and that really was in my own life with my father, it was exactly what prompted me to make that move, was those first fall or two, which could have been severe. So you know better than I the importance of all these things you've outlined there. So I appreciate your bringing our awareness on that note. A couple of the other things, I'd like to really kind of brag on you a little bit, if you don't mind. I mean, you have quite a diverse background here. I'd like to, I know that you, if you said VP of San Diego NAIPC, the National Aging in Place Council, and you're also a senior real estate specialist. You're a member of is that RSF BPW, and you're on boards and several boards. You've got a background, so go ahead and toot your own horn for a moment about your other affiliations and responsibilities in the community, what you're doing, and a little background about yourself, because in reading here, you've had quite an interesting life up to this point.
Well, thank you. So I'm very fortunate. I was able to come to San Diego in 2001. I'm married to Asi Arciniega. He is my life and business partner. And together we have an amazing son, AJ. He is 27, and he has something called Williams Syndrome. And we actually came to San Diego because one person gave us hope. And I tell people, you know, if that person happened to have lived in Juneau, Alaska, we probably would have ended up there. But fortunately, we were lucky enough to land here in San Diego. And I joined my husband in real estate after having done other things in my life. So in previous lives, I was a professional ice skater. I worked in television. I worked in IT, and my husband and I owned a restaurant together in Chicago. And when I came here, my husband had already had a real estate license, and there was some things happening in my profession, and I joined him in real estate. So, you know, we've been together practicing real estate here in San Diego for almost 20 years. And kind of just through the community that we live in and the people that we've helped, I've been helping quite a few seniors. But I am a mentor in my real estate world and in the special needs community just because we have a lot of ties. I am very involved with the Williams Syndrome Association on a national level and a local level. I speak Spanish and French, so I take most of the Spanish intake calls. But I'm also a really lucky mom because my son is very happy and he loves having Williams Syndrome. It's just a big bummer that there's this thing called COVID because we can't get together and give hugs and kisses and love on each other.
Very interesting. I like the fluency in Spanish and French, and I would imagine in San Diego the Spanish is going to come into handy here in your real estate practice at some point in time. You did you not tell
it
me
does.
Before you lived in South America or Central America, South America?
I've only visited South America, but I've lived in France and I've lived in Spain.
So your language skills certainly serve you well there. I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, but you know something, before I do, would you mind handing out your contact information, because something sparks of interest with some of our listeners. I'm sure they may want to reach out to get more information about all these things we're speaking of. So what are those best contact modes for you, please?
Sure. So my cell is always my best piece of contact info, and it's 858-705-1466, 858-705-1466. And my email is my name, Julia Uhl, so that's J-U-L-I-A-U-H-L-L at gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that, too. And we're at our quarter of the hour here, so we're going to take a little brief pause here for just a second to get a commercial break here. I believe we have a sponsor here that wants to toot their horn as well.
Thanks, John. We do. Women Lead Radio today is brought to you by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. Microsoft's mission is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. We believe technology is a powerful force for good. Microsoft is working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. So thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And back to you, John.
Thank you so much, and we thank our sponsor as well. So, Julia, I've been in the mortgage, finance, and real estate world myself now for over 37 years, so I've got it figured out a little bit. But share with our listeners here today, I know you say you deal with seniors, you're senior real estate specialist. Exactly what does that mean? What are the ins and outs of doing a transaction, whether you're representing somebody to sell a home or transition to, you know, assisted care, or they're looking to buy? What kind of day-to-day and or, you know, nuts and bolts of your job relative to seniors is different from other transactions?
So I'm going to give – I'll give three examples because there's so many. So if – I refer to my super seniors are people over 80, and that's just my term. I think it's used anywhere else, just in what I do. But the piece that I look at, because a lot of people say, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to have my son or daughter deal with this. And they'll say, well, that's okay. They have a POA, a power of attorney. Well, the power of attorney is great, and a lot of times that's written into a trust. But if Jane Doe is still alive and she wants help with selling the property, there's a special power of attorney that actually has to be written up. It can be written up through escrow, but a lot of people don't know about that, and that's really important. And also, if there are memory issues, it's very important to ascertain whether someone else needs to be in charge, and do we need other people involved? And that is usually not measured with one phone call or one meeting. That's usually several. And then, unfortunately, our senior community is targeted for a lot of financial abuse. So I have a couple of elder law attorneys on speed dial, and they do get called. That's a big deal. As far as the transaction goes, I will say, you know, just the patience to go through things is very, it takes time because you're working through 50 years of memories going through the living room. And people need to tell their stories. It's really important. So that's a differentiator. And then finally, you know, being able to also draw a line with the professional and business acumen, and knowing when you want to be helpful, but the world, there is business that needs to be taken care of by someone else. I think I said more than three, but those are the biggies that I look at.
Yeah. Well, and so you as the professional, I mean, it's great that you have the involvement and you've hit all those important bullet points, but you can't be the end-all be-all for everybody. And at some point, I would assume the communication with the family, the children or other persons are critical to the equation as well. Do you find you get resistance from family at time? I'm sure you've seen just about everything under the sun. And how does that manifest itself, and how do you work around that?
The answer to that one is it depends.
That's a loaded question, isn't it?
So first off, my hat is off to you. There are actually very few people that have the luxury of having a son or daughter move in with them and being able to help. I think it's an honor to be able to do that. But we live in a very fast world where, quote unquote, everybody thinks about working all the time. But back to the family question. So unfortunately, more times than not, if there have been siblings and there are three siblings and they're in different parts of the United States, it's usually the people that we haven't heard of in 25 years, and all of a sudden they pop up and they said, well, mom told me I could have the house, or I don't think that, you know, this we should do this with dad. And so it's having different discussions, but hopefully there is a parent that does have presence of mind and can make their own decisions. And then I can just say, you know what, this is what Mary wants to do.
Well, and of course, now you know that part of my expertise in the finance is that I have dealt with and currently deal with a lot of estate planning attorneys, and we've had several on air with us in past shows, and the importance of having that will and that living trust done, and I can't speak more strongly about the importance of doing that, because that really does answer those questions that might come into conflict. And I know you have seen it, as have I, where you have a family and when dealing with the passing of a senior or when the memory issues come into play, somebody has to step up and take over. Well, that will and trust spells that all out. I have seen, like you, I'm sure, everything from the happy family that's having one big kumbaya moment, as I put it, to the conflict where, unfortunately, siblings may sometimes never speak to each other again, sadly, for the rest of their lives, and everything else in between. So
yes.
Speak to that importance of the trust and how that comes into play from your perspective.
So for everyone, every single person that is listening, if you live in the state of California, please have a trust. You're just giving more money to the state and the attorneys if you go to probate. And I would say it was taking maybe 24 months. I think it takes way more than that because of COVID. It's so important to have a trust because you don't have to go through that legal battle. Also, have it reviewed every 5 years. People, that's nothing. Well, the laws are changing. It's not just your house and your money. It's HIPAA and who can speak on your behalf. It's big, big, big. Every person that I represent, I talk about trust all the time. John, you're so right. It's absolutely paramount. And some people, I don't know if I'm going to do that right now. It's especially if you've never done one before, it takes some time and you get to ask some difficult questions because we're talking about mortality here. But I guarantee you, it doesn't mean that you're not going to die if you don't have a trust. I don't know anyone who's made it out alive.
Yeah. I mean, none of us are getting out of this life alive. You know, it's funny you say this too. I had my father, I brought him to my estate planning attorney here about a year ago, and we revamped his trust because it was painfully out of date since my mother passed 20 years ago. So we got that squared away. I'm redoing my own trust right now, and I just suddenly realized these are really tough questions to ask and then what's going to happen. And I technically, I am a senior citizen, you know, with my stepdaughter's grown woman, and but lots of nieces, nephews, great nieces and nephews. My father's got great grandchildren. So how do you deal with all these different entities? I am redoing my trust right now. Next month, I'll revamp the entire thing. And my father said, may I go with you when you go to finalize it? Because he wants to ask more questions about his. And then at 98, mind you, this is his idea. He says, I'm going to call your sister and your brother and get come down to town because they are out of town. Have them come and sit in with us, too, because we all need to be on the same page. So, you know,
that's
proactive to another whole level.
Tell your dad, I think he's super, super smart.
Yeah, he's it's nice to say, too, that I can't have a conversation when he can hear me. But, you know, somebody at that age who's computer savvy has his smartphone, does use Uber and Lyft when necessary, is on the computer every single day, you know. So it's nice to see somebody that I look at him and I think I really, everybody that meets and knows him says you're so blessed and lucky that you have somebody who's lucid at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So, but of course you have those folks that are not as lucky with that. So that passing of the torch is critical, I believe.
It is.
So
yeah.
What other hands-on advice do you have? We're winding down. Gosh, we're tearing right through this half hour, aren't we? Got about 4 minutes left of the show, but what other advice? Oh, before I forget, let's share your contact information one more time so people can write that down.
Sure. My cell phone number is 858-705-1466. 858-705-1466. And my email is my name, Julia Uhl, JULIAUHLL, @gmail.com.
Outstanding. Thank you so very much. So, brilliant words of advice. We've covered quite a bit here in this half hour, but we've talked about the importance of the organizations that are out there. There is help, correct? San Diego, we're lucky along those lines.
We're amazing. So I'm going to just a shout out to Alzheimer's San Diego. They're doing all their classes online. They are free. Every single person in the city should be taking advantage of them. They're amazing classes. It's not just communication for people that in our lives that are losing memory. It's for all of us. I use them. I was taking a class every month before we hit COVID. They also offer respite. You don't have to have proof of a family member that that they have memory decline, dementia, Alzheimer's. Don't go it alone. Get your network together. Get respite. You need a break. I have had to do this in times of COVID. I ask myself every single day, what am I doing for my mental health today? It is not to be underrated. It's a big, big deal. And when you're going through buying and selling real estate is one of the top three most stressful things to do. I have a client who's a dear friend right now, and she has had her real estate license, and she said to me, Julia, I can't believe the emotion that is just coming up. And she's not a senior. And it is, you know, it is what it is. And I've had to remind her, hey, you know, it is a really big, big deal right now. So get your support systems in place. Use them. Lean into each other. People want to help more than you think most of the time. So remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. I'll say it again, especially to the women out there. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not of weakness.
Standing. I couldn't agree with you more. It took me a long time. Being the stubborn Taurus that I am, I finally learned that in these last couple of years that it is okay. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help. And am always amazed at how anxious people are to do that. It makes you feel good as the recipient, but I think it makes them feel better to be in that position.
Yes.
So I appreciate that input as well. What we have been talking here today with Julia Uhl of Realty One Group, a senior real estate specialist in San Diego County, vice president of San Diego NAIPC, the National Aging in Place Council, and has been quite enlightening here today. We appreciate everything you've done for us. So I would like to say thank you to our leading lady here today.
You are very welcome. Thank you. It's been an honor to be with you.
And I'd like to also give a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the U.S. and international, because we are an international show. And we will be back again for another Women Lead Radio Show, Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. So it's been my sincere pleasure, John Burroughs at Finance of America, to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.